A wiser person would probably recommend that I don't record this podcast today. This is for Wednesday, March 30th, 2022. And I don't want to bum you out, and I don't want to spread any negative emotions, but we've suffered a devastating sudden death at the Health Ranger Ranch of one of our beloved animals. And, you know, it's extremely painful. Feels like losing a family member. And all I can think about, I mean, I can't cover the news on Russia or Ukraine or food shortage or anything like that. All I can think about is how so many of us have had a sudden loss of someone close to us through the vaccines, you know, hospital homicide, murder by ventilator. And now what's coming in terms of the global famine and economic collapse, I feel like it's going to make COVID look like a walk in the park. And again, you know, maybe I shouldn't even record this today because it's not going to be pretty. And I will keep it short. But, you know, it's one thing to be here and casually offer estimates of what the evil globalists are going to do in terms of depopulation, right? You know, they're going to kill between 1 and 2 billion people. And that, when you say it that way, you know, it's not very personal, is it? But then you have to realize that every one of those people was loved by someone else, right? And how many people have suffered these sudden deaths like what we just experienced at the Health Ranger Ranch? I'm telling you, she was completely healthy, fit, eating well, functioning well, and boom, gone. Gone within hours. And I'm not going to go into the details of what it is, but it wasn't an accident. It wasn't anything like that. It wasn't the vaccine, obviously. It was inescapable, and it was impossible to predict. And yet, how many young people today are dying from the vaccine? You know, tens of thousands of millennials are dead because of this vaccine, and how many of them are dying suddenly? Just, boom, just kill over, dead, heart attack, stroke, thrombosis, just gone. And you know that their soul realizes after they leave their body, you know, because the soul then connects with God for some of them, perhaps not all of them, but for many of them, connects with God. And then they gain all this knowledge, like looking back, like, oh my God, I was killed by the vaccine. But they can't communicate that back to this world because their body is dead, which is one of the evil ploys of the vaccine industry, is to make sure that all the people who realize they were killed by the vaccine are too dead to speak. You know, it's kind of sick and twisted, isn't it? But we're all experiencing some kind of sudden death. And like I said, I think it's going to be so much worse with the famine and the food scarcity. I interviewed Marjorie Wildcraft earlier in the day before we had this sudden death take place. And it was a really instructive interview. That'll be coming out, I think. I don't know, maybe Friday, or what day is today? What is it? I think it's Wednesday. So yeah, maybe that'll be coming out Friday. But she was talking about starvation on a scale that I had never heard before. She was talking about food inflation being 100% by the end of this year, you know, year over year, 100%, that food prices will double. And that around the world, not necessarily so many in the U.S., but around the world, there would be starvation by the millions to death. You know, especially in countries that are developing nations that are just on the edge of being able to not starve to death when food is relatively affordable. And then when food gets more expensive, you know, it pushes them over the edge. And they just can't buy it, you know, living on $2 a day or whatever. And then food doubles or triples in price, and then you just can't you literally can't afford the calories. You just starve to death. And that's coming. And all I can think of right now, because I'm kind of saturated with the sudden loss and the grief that goes with it, is how much humanity will be grieving. All of the sadness and the suffering and the loss. And yet, it's all completely engineered, and it's all completely avoidable. And the people, so many people, because they want to be, you know, accepted and popular and progressive, they go along with these evil, demonic, satanic entities that pretend to run our nations but are actually engineering global famine, starvation, collapse, economic destruction. And they've done it. They have put us over the edge. We're past the tipping point. We will now experience famine and economic collapse and social chaos and violent crime at a level that none of us have, not only have we not witnessed it in our lifetimes, we've never even imagined what's coming. And you can't quantify the grief that's coming, because every death is personal. Every death counts, you know, because every life counts. Think about it. We live in a world where you can't even say that all lives matter without being branded a racist by the Marxist radical left that says, no, all lives don't matter. You know, only certain lives matter. That's how insane it is. We are living in a death cult. And at times like this, like what I'm experiencing today, or perhaps what you've experienced with the loss of people close to you through COVID and the vaccines and so on, it all becomes very, very personal and very painful. And it tests you. It tests your faith in God. It tests your courage. It tests your internal strength. Can you continue to do what's important? Can you continue to fight for humanity when you begin to suffer such painful and personal losses all around you? And I only lost an animal, but an animal that I consider a family member. And many of you know what that means. You know how close you can be to your animals. And imagine how many people have lost a loved one, a relative, a parent, a child, a spouse. And you can't quantify that. You can't quantify the pain and the suffering. And yet this is what the globalists are doing on purpose. They are unleashing this pain and suffering because they are demonic. They're creating, well, no, they're condemning this realm, this world that we know, to a realm of hell on earth, a realm of suffering and starvation and famine and desperation and so on. They have deliberately destroyed every possibility of humanity gaining ground and doing amazing things and unleashing humanity's creativity and inspiration and artistry and inventions and ideas. They have deliberately shut all of that down in order to condemn people to hell on earth, where geniuses will be scrapping for their next meal, where creative artists will be unable to feed their children. And this is all by design. And it's all these, the Democrats are largely responsible for this, but a lot of rhinos went along with it. And a lot of left-wing people in society, the lawyers, the school teachers and counselors who are the progressives and the child groomers and so on. And I don't mean all lawyers either. I just mean the bad lawyers who are trying to shut down the rule of law. And of course, big tech and the censorship and all of it. And they've all just gone along with it because they think somehow they're winning. They're not winning. They're destroying everything that matters. They're destroying life itself. And they will die by the billions. And they don't even realize what they've unleashed upon themselves yet. The only way to even handle what's coming is to somehow distance yourself from the billions of deaths. You can't process them all. You know, or you spend the rest of your life just grieving nonstop, just crying your eyeballs out over what's happening to humanity right now. Frankly, if you even thought about every abortion that was taking place, you'd spend the rest of your life crying tears of pain and suffering for all the innocent human beings that are being murdered in the name of Democrats and progressivism and women's health and all of that. So you can't process it. You have to isolate yourself from it. But the ones that are really close to you, you know, the ones that you knew and loved, like in my case, you know, a beloved animal here, or in your case, perhaps a, you know, relative or a friend or someone, you can't isolate it. You have to process it. And the level of evil that is being unleashed upon this world right now is truly biblical, literally biblical. Do you realize that you've seen in the news all these chickens that have been culled because of bird flu spreading in the chicken flocks? You've heard that, right? Millions of chickens being euthanized. I mean, that pains me just to know that that's taking place. But here's what's even more dastardly, if you will. There is no chicken bird flu. They made it up because they wanted to destroy the supply of chicken meat. This is all part of the weaponization of food scarcity. Just like they faked some of the food recalls in order to divert those foods into the underground government storage bunkers, they're faking the outbreaks in chickens and in pigs so that they can mass slaughter the animals that would provide meat, that would provide food. This is all being done deliberately, and they're just mass murdering millions of innocent chickens, not even using their meat, just killing them out of the need to drive a narrative, to say that when you're starving to death and you can't buy chicken at the grocery store, it'll be, you know, the news will tell you, well, that's because of the chicken bird flu outbreak. It's all fiction, folks. They made it all up. It's completely false, just like COVID. And I think about the, you know, the pain and suffering from just one of my own ranch animals, at least the pain from all of us who loved her so much. And then you think about when they cull pigs in these ranches, you know, sometimes they just bulldoze them into a ditch and just cover them with dirt. There's no euthanasia at all. They don't even shoot them to get it over with quickly. They just bury them alive. And this happens all the time. This is, by the way, I don't eat pork. I don't know if I ever mentioned that. And it's not a Jewish thing because I'm not Jewish, but I do not eat pork. And the reason I don't eat pork is because I understand that pigs are very intelligent, conscious animals. Many people have them as pets, just like dogs. And, you know, I can eat chicken meat because chickens are birds that don't have the same, not even close to the same level of IQ, intelligence, and consciousness as a pig. Although chickens do have some level of all that. And I don't eat my own chickens. I just gather their eggs. But I don't eat pork because I can't support the pork industry and the mass slaughter of pigs from time to time, every time they claim there's another outbreak. Hey, you know what? Even if there are outbreaks that are real, it's only because of the factory farming conditions, because they don't let these animals have a normal, healthy life, you know, a free-range life. So the times that they do actually get sick, and when that is actually real, it's just because of all the confinement and the genetically modified animal feed and the horrific conditions under which these animals are raised. And it's a system of torture and death for profit, which is also what Planned Parenthood is, in my view. An industry of death for profit and organ harvesting from human babies. I told you this was going to get dark today. I'm sorry. These are the ideas that are saturating my consciousness right now. And it is that God is going to judge America, and it has begun, and God's wrath will be unleashed, and there's nothing we can do to stop it, because America as a nation has condoned the mass murder of human babies and of animals and mass suffering and the bombing of other innocent people in dozens of nations around the world. America has supported Satanism and demonism and pedophilia and perversion and military aggression against other innocent nations for generations. For generations. And most of the American people just looked away, pretended that it wasn't happening as long as they got their, you know, quality of life, their house, their car, their clothing, their affordable appliances. As long as they got all their consumer goods and they could afford them, they didn't want to be bothered with, you know, getting intertwined in the politics of opposing the murder of human babies or the politics of opposing inhumane treatment of farm animals and so on. No, they want to rock the boat. They want to get along. And so to get along, most Americans sacrifice their souls. And they turn their own children into, I don't know, hyper-progressive libtards, you know, pathetic weaklings, people who don't even believe in God anymore, people who have no moral courage whatsoever. They just get along. A bunch of just raising a generation of sociopaths, basically. And there's a price to pay cosmically for all of this. And the price is coming due now. And that's what God is doing. Unleashing his wrath upon America. Because America did not reject the murder of human babies. America has become a death cult. Oh, and even the churches, you know, they didn't want to offend anybody. So they couldn't speak out against transgenderism or pedophilia, or the grooming of children. No, they wanted to be, you know, mainstream and accepted and popular. They didn't want to be censored, so they sold their souls as well, and they became hubs of Satanism and demonism, a lot of the mainstream churches. And yeah, the wrath of God is going to be unleashed against many Christian churches across America and other countries around the world as well. Indeed, that's all coming. So I suppose we all are going to have to get used to a lot of sudden death. Sadly. It's a reluctant statement that I even offer that. And I don't want to see it. I don't want to experience it. I don't want anybody to suffer. You know, part of my mission is to end human suffering. I mean, the slogan of my story is heal the world through clean food. That's what I believe in doing. And yet, here we are, knowing in advance that billions more will die, and also realizing that millions have already died from the vaccine. Over 1.1 million are dead in America. That's over 20 times the casualties of the Vietnam War. Did you know that? I mean, the American casualties, which is roughly about 50,000. We've had 20 Vietnam Wars. Equivalent in terms of death in the United States, and still, it won't be stopped. And the evil demon Fauci is out there pushing more shots, and the vaccine manufacturers are saying, you got to have more shots, and the FDA is still corrupt, and the CDC is a criminal front, and the media is all complicit, and it continues, and the deaths and the suffering and the pain continue to mount up each and every day. So we're going to have to get used to a lot of death around us. And I understand that some people are thinking, well, it's not even worth it. You know, maybe they would say they just don't want to be here, don't want to be part of it. Maybe they want to take themselves out. And for some people, that's an option, I suppose. That's an option they're going to choose. I say, don't choose that. I say, God doesn't want you to take your own life. God wants you to persist and pursue truth, help awaken people. And yeah, it's what we're facing. It's going to suck. It's going to be awful. We're going to see people die in numbers we've never witnessed before. We're going to see economic collapse. We're going to see suffering. We're going to see starvation. We're going to see desperation. We're going to see people that you once knew who will abandon all of their morality and ethics because they become desperate and they become animals. because they need food. They need to eat. And in some places, we're going to see cannibalism. Human beings eating each other. So you see why we need God's help to make it through this. This is a spiritual war. And if you don't have spiritual protection, if you don't have the armor of God, oh, you have no chance of making it through, because believe me, the Satanists and the demons who are running society, running everything now, from the schools to the media to the medical journals, they've got weapons that can destroy good people unless you are wearing the armor of God. You're going to need protection. You're going to need prayer. You're going to need faith. That's, at the end of the day, you know, you can have all the preps in the world. You can have all the stored food. You can have all the skills and all the things that we talk about. Low-tech prepping, no-tech prepping, water filters and such. And yeah, sure, you need all that. But without God's protection, none of that stuff is enough. None of that will get you through what's coming. You're going to need God by your side as well. I recently interviewed Melissa Redpill. She is an extraordinary woman who has memorized hundreds of Bible verses, by the way. And in fact, let me see if that's gone live yet. No. Let's see. A recent interview with David Dubine has gone live. That's fascinating. You don't want to miss that. Grand Solar Minimum. My interview with Melissa Redpill should be coming out maybe sometime later today. And I encourage you to hear it, because she believes we're in the tribulation right now, in the 7 years. She believes that we are living through the playing out of the book of Revelation. And she's a great analyst on all of this, and she studied this for many, many years. And her message for humanity is, you either get right with God or you get destroyed, you know, dismantled, because all those who are with Satan are going to be destroyed by the word of God, you know, with the return of Jesus Christ. And then all those who are with Jesus shall be saved and then even transformed into new bodies of perfect health, into a new world, a new age, a golden age for humanity that lasts 1,000 years, as Satan is bound and locked up and sent to, I don't know, an underground chamber where he will not be able to escape for at least 1,000 years. And that all of this is very real. It is literal. It is not myth. It is not metaphor. It is not fiction. There is a person who was named Jesus Christ. That person was brought into this world by the mind of God, the will of God, to express his God consciousness through the physical body of a human being, to join and live among humanity, and then to die for humanity's sins, so that human beings might have a chance of entering heaven, even though all humans are sinners in one way or another. I mean, think about that. And it is real. Again, it's not metaphor. This is a literal story, a literal account of what happened to bring us to this point today, which was foreseen in the book of Revelation. Mass death across the planet. Four horsemen of the apocalypse, right? And famine being one of them, famine, pestilence, and economic collapse, and war. Oh gosh, we have them all right now, don't we? We have them all right now. They're all being engineered. It was all foreseen. We're living through it, and it's not going to be easy. My day has not been easy at all, and I appreciate you allowing me to share this with you. It actually, it brings me some measure of relief to be able to discuss what I'm feeling with all of you, and knowing how much you support what we're doing and why we're doing it, and that we are all together on this. We are all on the side of God and life and trying to protect life and trying to end suffering. I mean, we're in this together. And yet we're going to be surrounded by death. We are. And we can't stop it. All we can do is prepare. And prepare at every level, including spiritual preparedness. That's the truth. So look, on a practical note, I encourage you today to take an account of the people around you that you know and love, and your animals or your pets that you also love, and acknowledge them. And if there are people, tell them, you know, I acknowledge you. You are a valuable person. I honor you. I love you. I care for your safety. I care for your health. I care for your existence. And I will do everything in my power to help you get through what's coming. And we can do this together. See if that is an appropriate thing to say to some of the people around you. Not everybody's ready to hear that. I get it. But for those who are, acknowledge them. Acknowledge the miracle of life that is still alive and animated through each one of us. We have that God connection. We have that consciousness. We have that spirit, that soul. It is alive in us right now. It has not been taken from us. And so with this incredible gift, we have to ask ourselves, what are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with this? How do we honor God by protecting life? How do we give our lives meaning by doing something that actually matters instead of just being, I don't know, mindless consumers of TikTok or whatever? How do we do something that matters? Ask ourselves that question every single day, and the answers will come to you if they haven't already. Many of you already know what you're here to do. I know what I'm here to do. And for some of you listening, that answer is coming day by day. And then prepare to survive. Prepare to make it through. I mentioned I interviewed Marjorie Wildcraft. Her website is icangrowfood.com. And she's got a webinar that you can watch for free that teaches you how to grow food and not die of starvation. Icangrowfood.com. She says in about an hour a day, you can grow 50% of your diet. That's the 50% that might just keep you alive when it all comes down, when the collapse is here, right? And it seems like it's not far now. Shore up your preparedness skills, your wisdom, your courage. Read the Bible. Understand the book of Revelation. Understand so that when you see the signs of the end times, you don't dismiss them. You actually recognize them and you say, yes, we are actually on track. Look, you know, here it is, chapter and verse. It's happening. Be prepared for sudden death and even for mass death, because sadly, we are all going to bear witness to this horrendous collapse of the human populations, maybe human civilization. And then make sure you've got enough, you've still got that faith, you've got that internal strength to make it through and be part of the reconstruction or the revival or the resurrection of human society that is coming. Yes, the demons and the Satanists will murder human society as it currently exists. I have no doubt they will succeed in that. But then we will partake in the resurrection of human civilization with God at our side, the Word of God as the only weapon we ever need to destroy evil. And once God utters that word, you realize there will be a sudden purge across the planet, and many cities like Washington, D.C. will be empty ghost towns at that point. No one will be left because there are virtually no people there who are worthy of entering heaven. Many of the cities of the world will collapse. There will be no one left. They will be empty. They will be ghost towns. So that's my message for today. I guess it's not doom and gloom after all. It's a message of resurrection and hope and faith and putting your faith where it belongs, in God, not in technology or progressivism or, you know, fake media or what have you, or fake science or vaccines. You put your faith in those things, they will destroy you. Or transhumanism, for that matter, right? No, you need to put your faith where it belongs, and that's only with our Lord and Savior. That's it. End of story. So I thank you for your support. I thank you for listening and hearing me on this. And no, I don't need any pity from anybody, you know, about the loss that I'm suffering. It is devastating to me, but I don't need your pity. I need you to focus on your life and how you can prevent other people from dying and how you can shore up your readiness so that people don't die from suffering and starvation and desperation and so on. And let me tell you, get your gun skills in tip-top shape. I am not joking. You need to run your pistol, run your rifle. You need to get that as good as you can possibly get it, because you will need it. Given what's coming, the level of the collapse, the level of lawlessness, the desperation, the famine, all of that, if you don't know how to defend your home, your family, your community, then you will fall. You'll be destroyed by the wave of demonic zombies that are coming. You need to be able to defend yourself. I mean, yeah, put on the armor of God, but pack it with spare mags made by Magpul. You know what I mean? Get your gear up and running. Make sure you know how to use it. I'm doing that. No doubt. All right, so I'm going to wrap this up, and I'm going to go grieve some more. I'm in shock. I still can't believe what happened. I just can't believe that such a healthy animal could just die suddenly for the craziest reason that maybe someday I'll share it with you, but it's just never even heard of this before. It's just like, but then the veterinarian's like, yeah, we see this, you know, like 20 times a year. Perfectly healthy animal, just boom. It's like, what? How is that even possible? And apparently it is. So I'm going to go grieve, and I'll be back with you tomorrow. Maybe I can talk about the rest of the world tomorrow. But in the meantime, I thank you. I thank you. Thank you for your prayers, and I pray for you as well. Okay. Talk tomorrow. God bless.